in the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Monday, August 6th.
That it is.
Happy Monday.
Yay. First Monday in August.
It is. It's also is the week that we embark on various occasions to be commemorated in my life. So today, yeah, they're all out of order too, which is so funny. So today, 18 years ago today, I promised to uphold the, to teach the scriptures faithfully and to serve faithfully according to them and the Lutheran confessions at my service of commissioning as a DCE, or as the bulletin said that day, oomissioning.
Oomissioning.
It was a little misspelling. So 18 years today as a DCE.
That's awesome.
It's exciting, huh?
Yeah.
What a joy to serve alongside so many saints. Thankful for the many people, the many saints that I've gotten to serve alongside. You being one of them.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
And so many other people here at the IC and abroad as well. Great stories today.
Mm-hmm.
A jail chaplain. What's the difference between a jail chaplain and a prison chaplain? I get to talk with Chaplain Vince Stanley here in just a moment. And starting a Lutheran high school in Central Texas.
Sounds like an adventure.
Where it's only 100 degrees, or 99 degrees, I believe, today.
Oh, so. Not bad.
Yeah. What are the challenges? What are the joys of starting a Lutheran high school? We're going to talk about that in just a little bit coming up in the second segment. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Live Uncommon. In studio with us this morning, Chaplain Vince Stanley is a jail chaplain for Humanity at the St. Louis County Justice Center. Good morning, Chaplain Stanley.
Good morning, and God bless everyone.
Thank you. Good to have you in studio. Did I get that right? Chaplain with Humanity and serving at St. Louis County Justice Center, is that right?
You got it right.
What is a jail chaplain?
A jail chaplain, the difference between jail and prison chaplains is the sheer number of people. In the 12 years I've been at the St. Louis County Jail, there have been 144,000 people come through that jail. Usually we get about anywhere from 12 to 13,000 people a year that go through the jail.
Wow.
Yeah, and so sheer numbers.
144,000, that's a biblical number, too.
Yes.
12 and 144. It worked out. I goes, wow. I was looking at my numbers because I keep record. I said, man, it is biblical.
It's a number of biblical proportions.
Biblical proportions, yeah. So tell us a little bit more about what you do with Humanity as a jail chaplain.
Okay, as a jail chaplain, I am the official chaplain at the St. Louis County Justice Center, so I can go anywhere in the building. And I generally keep a list of, because each floor has four units, housing units, and each unit holds about 78 men or women. And so I keep a record. I try to keep going to all the different housing units, and I just walk in. And when you go into these units, the first thing you know, you only have to go through a sally port because there's two doors. And then you go through the doors, and then there's a washer and dryer, and there's one man assigned, there's one woman assigned to do all the laundry for everybody. And then there's tables beyond that where they can play card games or open the Bible and study the Bible together, which a lot of pods do that, and I encourage that in my Bible class. And then beyond that, there's two large screen TVs, and they can sit quietly and watch television. And then there's the correctional officer. His podium is beyond that. And then beyond him is a recreational area. The St. Louis County Justice Center prides ourselves on getting people out of the jail healthier than when they came in. And by all measures, pretty much we do, because most people come to the jail addicted to something. So they get a chance to get their minds back. They get a chance to exercise. We have 500 volunteers that come in to do all kinds of different things. There's a lot of church services, a lot of offerings. They can finish their high school equivalency test. They can go anger management. Sometimes parenting classes, leadership classes, making it work, connecting people with resources so when they get out, they know where to go and who can help them accomplish living a decent and a law-abiding life.
What are some of the misconceptions that people have about jail ministry or going into a jail as you do?
Right. Well, I think that I think they just don't know until you're in there. I know we had National Geographic come and do a segment on our jail, and they concentrated on the danger of the jail. Mm-hmm. Well, in our jail, security and safety is number one. So one of the misconceptions, there's fights going on once in a while because you have a lot of people that are broken and angry and frustrated, but we handle it quickly. So we're one of the few jails that are accredited. So we have to have a chaplain. We have to have opportunities to grow and have a decent life.
Families, children are often, of those who are incarcerated, are often affected by this. Tell me about the emotional toll that families, loved ones, especially children, experience from someone who's, a loved one being in jail.
Oh, it's tremendous. And a lot of times the inmates don't want to be visited by their children because it's just too emotionally painful for both the children and the inmates. Some do, some, don't want the children to know, but having mothers are incarcerated too, and that's even more devastating for the children. It pays an incredible toll on them, having people absent. And the financial toll on the family, too, is tremendous, too, because, depending on the charge, there may be anywhere from $1 million to $500,000 to, $10,000, and even the poor families can't pay that amount of bail money so they can get out. Yeah. There is an organization called the Bail Project, and it looks for people that have a bail for $5,000 or left, and they'll put up the bail because a lot of poor people, even $5,000 is a lot of money. And even if it's 10%, $500, sometimes they can't even come up with $500, so they get to put up the bail money and so that the mother or father can go back to work and deal with things on the outside, because, once you get into jail, you're very limited at what you can do. You are given one phone call a week, and so you're limited access to talk to your families. And, unless you get a job and get extra phone privileges, there's a lot you can't do. Your hands are tied, and that's part of the frustration of being in a jail.
What are the resources that these families have? I know there's a support group coming up soon that we want to talk about before we're out of time. But in addition to that, what are the resources that families
have? One of the best I've found is called Start Here STL. And it's updated. It was started by it was a co-project between the St. Vincent de Paul criminal justice program and the Dharma, the Buddhists, and the Buddhists now manage it, and they update it all the time. It Start Here STL. A lot of good resources about if you're homeless, if you're hungry, if you need legal help, if you need employment help, a lot of good resources in that. So Start Here STL. That's the one I try to hand out. And when I see people are being released, I'll go talk with them and ask them if they need any resources, and often I'll give them that resource.
One of the newest resources that you're collaborating on with Humanitree, tell us about that, the support group.
The support group, a lot of times families suffer alone. They suffer because there's a lot of shame involved, and oftentimes I've found in talking to people who approach me as I go to different churches and talk about jail ministry, they'll pull me to the side and tell me that they have a family member that's in jail or prison. And there's a lot of shame. And I ask them sometimes if they've told their pastor. No, they haven't told their pastor. A lot of times they suffer alone. So we want to give them an opportunity to meet together. My wife, who is an LPN, a nurse, and a family life educator, and a licensed social worker who is currently counseling, and she's going to join me, and so we're going to co-lead this group. And so we hope it to be our theme is we suffer with hope.
And this is starting Thursday, August 16th, is that right?
That's correct. At Concordia Lutheran Church, right across from the Magic House in Kirkwood. And you go into the back and go up to the information center. Go into the back parking lot, go through the doors there. There's an information center, and they will direct you. I'll probably be standing out there and looking for people. And you can see my face on the LCMS website because I'm the guy with the beard when they talk about the jail and prison ministry.
So this is Thursday, August 16th. It starts at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Okay. We're going to try to keep it to an hour. We'll see how that goes.
So that's one great resource for those interested in prison and jail ministry. The conference is coming up soon as well.
That's right. August 17th and 18th at the Airport Hilton here in St. Louis. And you can go to the LCMS calendar and look for events. And you can then see right now the cost is $75. So if you're interested in visiting people and working with people who are incarcerated, you know, we in the Lutheran Church teach that, you know, when you're broken by the law, the Lord is there to bring forgiveness and healing. And so it's such a joy to be able to be part of that and see the Lord working in men and women's lives.
And Humanitree that serves so many people here in St. Louis who are, well, as you serve at the St. Louis County Justice Center and your service through Humanitree and also those who are transitioning in from homelessness into transitional housing. Humanitree serves so many people here in St. Louis and has an upcoming event as well.
Right. Yeah, we get referrals from we specialize in restoring families. So most of the people that come through our program have children, and we get referrals from various shelters. So before we were Humanitree, we were a Lutheran Ministries Association. We've always specialized in helping those that were in a institution that were confined in an institution. We go way back to 1899 when 27 churches and the Lutheran seminary there in Jefferson in Miami called a guy to visit people in jails and nursing homes and hospitals and homeless shelters. So this is our heritage, and this is where we keep going. And the gala will be Thursday, October 18th. It will be, my phone, kind of,
we can check out the Humanitree website.
Humanitree website. I had it up. I can call it up in a minute, but yeah.
Our guest today, Chaplain Vince Stanley, jail chaplain for Humanitree at the St. Louis County Justice Center. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's a privilege always to have you in studio. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to learn about starting a Lutheran high school in Central Texas. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.